The U.S. Postal Service says it's so low on cash it may have to shut down entirely this winter unless Congress takes emergency action. Joining us now, Stephen Greenhouse, labor and workplace reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Stephen, what exactly does this mean? The U.S. Postal Service is about to go bankrupt?
Good morning, Celeste. The Postal Service is running out of money. It's operating at a deficit of over $9 billion, which is a whole lot of money. And they say they're going to run out of cash at the end of this year, early next year, maybe next spring, unless Congress takes emergency action to help sustain them. And they say that they need, to claw back what they say is money they overpaid into the pension systems to help keep them operating.
We're speaking with Stephen Greenhouse, labor and workplace reporter for our partner, The New York Times. How much is the deficit? I mean, we get this announcement that the USPS will not be able to make this more than $5 billion payment to their pension system, but is that the only debt they can't pay?
Well, they have, like any ongoing business or entity, they have a constant stream of bills for workers' compensation, for gasoline, for salaries, for this $5.5 billion for retiree health coverage. That bill comes, the $5.5 billion bill comes due on September 30th, and they say they will default on it unless Congress acts. The Postal Service has really been suffering largely because of the spread of email and the Internet. You know, people, instead of sending letters to friends, email. Instead of getting, newspapers or magazines by mail, now they often do that online, and the mail volume has plunged in recent years by about 20-25%, and that's really hurting the post office's revenues and income, and it's had a hard time cutting its costs as fast as it cuts its as fast as its volume and revenues have dropped.
Well, but let's talk about that, about the cost cutting, because we have heard about other plans, most notably cutting service on Saturdays. What happened to those plans?
Well, the Postal Service has proposed various measures to try to cut costs by, and this is an amazing number, $20 billion by 2015. That would mean it cut its cost by about 30% in the next 4 or 5 years. One way that they hope to do that is to end Saturday service. I interviewed Senator Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, who's on the Oversight Committee, and she is very upset by the idea of cutting service to 5 days a week, because she says, rural people, they depend on their post office, they depend on the Postal Service. What happens on a 3-day weekend like now when you're waiting for a prescription? You have to wait 4 days, she said, to get your mail, to get your newspapers, to get your magazines. And she says that would really hurt, rural Americans, far too much.
We're speaking with Stephen Greenhouse, labor and workplace correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Stephen, one last question for you. What have we heard from Washington that'll let us know that the Congress is going to solve this in time?
We don't know that Congress will solve this in time. I think a lot of people deep down fear that there's going to be another humongous face-off between the Democrats and the Republicans, and the Republicans might say, this is a horrible bailout for another federal agency, we can't do this, and the Democrats will say, we can't let our beloved Postal Service go under. Maybe more rational heads will prevail and they'll reach a deal before these deadlines, or we could see another huge, ugly face-off and a possibility that the Postal Service will be forced to shut down.
Stephen Greenhouse with lots and lots of upbeat news for your holiday, labor and workplace correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Celeste.
Also here in the U.S., Tropical Storm Lee has been downgraded to a tropical depression. It could still pose a flooding threat to inland areas, though. Asian and European markets are down. Wall Street is closed for the Labor Day holiday. We want to hear what you have to say. You can reach us by phone, email, or Facebook. Probably not through snail mail, though. May not be a good idea right now.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.